bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. And I know you'll get better, better soon. 'Cause I was made better, better by you. Can't change the weather. A storm is on its way. Come inside, stay a while, make your getaway. I know it'll get better, better soon. 'Cause we were made better, better by you.
Mom's trying to do the review before we start anything officially.
Oh, well.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. On today's episode, we are going to be looking at Kai Exos' new album, Telegraph, and it is brought to us by Katie Trimble of the Muse Box. So thank you, Katie, for getting this to us. And April's going to lead us on with a review of Telegraph.
Yes, I am. That song you just heard was Gold off of his album, which I liked. I thought it was pretty neat. Yeah, Kai Exos, it says he's American bred and Canadian born. So I guess his
maybe
parents
up in America,
are from. Well, I was thinking maybe it's, if he's American bred, his parents are American. Bred,
possibly.
Breeding.
Possibly, or he was raised
Canadian
in
Canadian born,
we
born in
talk
Canada.
About parents breeding on this.
I know, that sounded weird.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, American bred, American parents, Canadian born, born in Canada.
No. He was born in Canada, the family moved to America.
But that's not bred.
One or the other. I'm not sure, it's one or the other.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I gotta. Before we get into anything, I just gotta say this. His album cover says it's got this dagger, which is weird. And then, I should just say this album is kind of, he said, like an open prison letter, kind of. His first song, Vigilante, he wrote about his friend who has been going through time after time, you know, can't seem to hold it all together.
Okay.
Time after time. When you're lost. I ain't gonna sing. So that makes sense. But he's got Telegraph and like what looks like chalk going down vertically on it. But his E's are tally marks. It's not that his E's are tally marks that pisses me off. It's that his tally marks are four marks. He's got 1, 2, 3 and then a slash. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 slash. Educate. Tally marks.
Oh, well.
Figure it out. It made me so mad.
Let me see it.
You look at it. And it's kind of... I can see why he did it, so that it would look like an E.
Yeah, that's why. Plus, you could say...
Maybe they're not tally marks.
It could be. And it might be a reference. I don't know. I'd have to dig more into it. Maybe it's a reference of...
Maybe it's a...
If one of his friends spent time in jail, it might have been 6 years' time.
Maybe it's a prison thing.
But yeah, I think it's a... Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Because you said about his friend with the vigilante having difficulties.
But yeah, I think...
But yeah, I think it is a reference to an E, but...
But yeah, but Kai Exos, definitely an R&B styled singer. And mom was all like, what's R&B? And I was like, well, this is an R&B artist
Rhythm
right here.
Blues.
I mean, there's different types of R&B. Yes, there is. Just yeah, like, and I want to point out, I wrote down on the side margin of his notes, I wrote down Bruno Mars. And then I go to read this from URB.com, and it said, think 2014 Bruno Mars. Ooh, so I guess everyone's
spot on.
On the same track.
His voice is kind of similar to Bruno Mars, mm-hmm. so I can see that.
And I think the feel of the music, it's not the same as Bruno Mars's, but I think it's similar.
It's heavy on vocals.
To it.
I mean, there are times when there is no music background when he sings, and then it comes in.
Well, I think Gold is the most simple song on the album, and it's a mm-hmm. bonus track, and it doesn't have near the instrumentals in it as the other songs. Mm-hmm. And there's, with the bonus track, it's 11 songs on the album.
Yeah.
And that bonus track was my favorite song, so mm-hmm.
I'm glad he added it. I can't remember what song it was, but there was some gospel I heard into it when it had the different harmonies and all the different chords. Holy crap, Mom, she's doing a robot. But and it makes sense after reading kind of his little tiny bio, because he was raised in the whole gospel Southern,
which makes sense because that's background. Where the sound comes
but I
from.
Didn't hear gospel in his voice, because gospel, they're the ones who take off flying.
Well,
every so often.
The R&B is an outshoot from the gospel singer.
Yeah, he's not a gospel singer, but he's got some of the background. Yeah. He's got it.
And that's why his voice
to
is
me,
so good.
Where you see some of the gospel that you said you didn't hear was in Morning Song, and I would put down it feels like an Aretha Franklin song. She's a really big R&B and has a heavy gospel influence too, where the way she sings, and he's singing mm-hmm. that song similar to how she sings.
So he really gets into that song?
Yeah.
And it's just over the edge?
Type, not over the edge per se, it's just that it's hard, unless you know
what
Aretha
are we describing?
Franklin. Morning Song, it sounds like an Aretha Franklin song, something that she would sing yeah. and how she would sing it. Because she has a real strong voice and projects it, has the gospel feel kind of behind her, and like you were saying, this is one of those songs that I felt yeah. that on.
Yeah, and I do want to say he's had a mini tour already. It was in April, and it wasn't just in the U.S. It was some spots in Los Angeles, London, Berlin, Tokyo, and Ireland.
I thought you were going to say America Canada.
No, actually, no.
Over to Europe.
Well, I'm sure he's played in Canada, but not on the mini tour.
This one?
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the
pretty dang cool.
Bruno Mars. The one I really heard the Bruno Mars on was the song called Apart. I put down Bruno Mars-ish. So that's where I heard that sound coming through quite a bit.
Yeah, and I really did. He's got a really nice voice for R&B. It's like...
It's clear.
It's right up the alley. It's a bit higher, which is what R&B is... usually goes for.
And it's a clear, strong voice.
And yeah, and he can hold his own. But I think my only comment on the songs is that I think the majority of them were too slow. I'm not saying that he can't have a slow song or a couple, you know, because you know, he sounds good on it, but I think he should have broken it up and had some party song, something to get people.
You know, on American Idol, when they say you don't have to do a run every time because all those contestants start out doing all those runs. Well, he didn't do runs per se, but sometimes he broke the words up too many syllables.
Mm-kay. Okay.
So I don't know if it was a run per se.
That's also an R&B thing.
Yeah.
Because they like runs. We're just putting it all. It's R&B. That's every explanation for this.
On the second song, Joe, that one has a really long lead-in with the guitar rhythm and everything. And just a little bit longer than normal for a lead-in. Sometimes that hurts a song, because sometimes I'm like, okay, let's get singing. Let's go. And
yeah, what was number 10 on the track?
You don't know what love is.
I wrote down, it should be faster. Like, some of the songs before he comes in, starts out feeling like, oh, this is a catchier song.
Then he slows him down.
Song. And then when he comes in, it drags a bit. And and it's just something he's got to figure out what he wants to do with it, if he likes it, if he doesn't. But to me, it just dragged it down and...
That's what I mentioned on Telegraph.
Fought with the tempo, yeah.
I mentioned that on Telegraph, like you were mentioning on You Don't Know What Love Is. I said, love the instruments here, but the lyrics didn't keep up with the bass.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are our slow singers? Harry Connick Jr.? Does he tie in this at all?
No, not really.
Well, he's a little bit slower. This album's more like we sometimes Harry say it's Connick a mood.
Harry Connick Jr. is kind of more, he does more standard songs.
But there's flavors of R&B in the Rack Pack type era because he sings a lot of Rack Pack stuff.
I just think they're too different to compare.
Well, kind of, but in a sense they're tied together too.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So if we have not yet totally confused you. I think they're just a little.
But the.
Too far.
The one songs that really took a left turn for me were the eighth and ninth song. The eighth one is called Strawberry, and the ninth one, Going Away, and it went into an electronic techno
feel.
That's
what I put down. I was not feeling the techno feel to it. Bro, you're an R&B singer, and apparently you know that, because the majority of these songs you're singing are R&B, you know? And you look like a smart guy from the picture of you laying down and staring at the ceiling.
Does he have his clothing on?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I'm just going off your album cover here. But no, and so I think.
And for his age, he's got a really nice voice. Because he looks like he's in his mid-20s, I would say.
Yeah.
If you're older than that, say thank you.
Well, mid-20s is young, Mom.
I know, but if he's like 30s, he
can say, oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm actually 57. But thanks.
But this is one, it's a mood album. It's something that you're going to put on and you just want to relax to
drink
again.
Drink a scotch.
Right. It's.
I think he considers himself more of a blues guy.
Well, that's rhythm and blues. Ties in with R&B. R&B. Okay. Rhythm and blues. So you're right.
Mom, R&B stands for rhythm and blues. Mom doesn't know much about genres. She's asked. She's like, you guys need to take a day and just
get me a list and just get, with a sample.
Yeah, like each flavor. Like country and like have like a Brad Paisley song or something. And then like R&B, pop,
jazz. Yes.
Yeah, because Mom gets so confused talking about genre.
Well, I know Kai. If the last song to me was the best, he kept it simple. It was a real nice, clean R&B song. If he keeps that sound,
that's what I put.
That's gold. I mean, title's gold, but that's gold for him. I mean, that he's really shown in that one.
And,
but I don't want him to get pigeonholed in that. I think he needs to experiment.
Well, that's what I'm
bit.
Saying. Yeah,
some faster beats.
Keep
like
the
you
R&B,
said.
But a faster R&B song. That's what I put. It's slow, but it's a good song. Yeah. But you know, and I also like the very first song. Is that
Vigilante?
Is that our
outro? That's our outro.
That's what I thought. Of course, it was funny because the minute it came in, I think the first thing I said was hip hop. And then he came in, and I was like, R&B. Because, I mean, and that's kind of the thing. You jump from hip-hop to R&B. They're kind of friends, kind of not friends, but
who says
similar.
He has to be one or the other? Be yourself, man.
Well, yeah, he's himself, but he's got his style.
Genre, yeah.
And
that's
I think
what genre is.
I don't say that word.
And his voice really picks up that genre. It really is good for him, but he needs to experiment and do some faster songs.
Yeah.
Because, and some singers don't want to do that, which is fine, too. And there's an R&B audience. When you're in the mood for R&B, that's some of the best music out there. But if you're not in the mood and you want to, like
that's
we said,
a
party song or a get up and dance around song.
R&B's not always the greatest spot to go. But as, yeah.
Slow dancing.
Yeah, it would be there. But again, it's mood music.
You have to be in the, Mom, vaporize. She's like going to kill somebody. No, I mean, yeah, for me, R&B music is kind of like a take it or leave it thing. I mean, there are certain songs in R&B that I like, but others I'm just like, not my favorite thing.
But for the most part, except for 8 and 9, which was, like I said, a really left field, and he was experimenting, which I praise him for that, but they didn't really fit with the album.
Yeah, and that's my thing with experimenting. I think I've said it before. I get repetitive. Whatever. Is that experimenting is good, but experiment behind the scenes. Or
have the album that's experimental where you have different types of genres throughout the whole thing rather than just starting with one style and then two break off to left field like this one does and then come back.
I think instead of doing different genres for an experiment album, I would be doing experiment albums, but same type. Like if he wants to experiment with techno, make an EP of techno. Or something.
Well,
just give me, because I like having that whole connection between songs. To me, I don't like throwing me everywhere.
It just depends on
I don't like whiplash.
Depends on how it's structured. I like some of the songs that kind of do diverge off a little bit more regular, because it's not necessarily, yes, we like the linear storyline, but at times it's the pattern, you know, like mm-hmm. a couple of R&B, then a couple of techno, then a couple of pop, then back to an R&B to close it out, you know, something like that, or however they want to mix it up. But
have fun.
No, definitely.
And he was a smooth singer. I really liked it. His voice is really good. And he dresses nicely.
Smooth operator.
Cool.
But for libraries, I would say pick it up. Try him out with your patrons if you're an individual. You might want to pick and choose. Like I said, the techno ones didn't interest me, but other people might like them. So, you know, check each song out and see what you like. If you like the whole mm-hmm. album, get the whole album. But for this one, to me, it's just, you know, maybe if they were on a different album, like you said, April, and it was all a techno album, I wouldn't mind it as much.
Yep. And I just want to clarify. I mean, the songs weren't bad songs. They were good. It was just, Dad, stop it. You're squeaking your chair everywhere.
That's better than what else
you can do. I'll repeat.
Yes, repeat.
The songs individually are good songs. I like them. It's just that the overall slowness of the album is what I didn't enjoy. Okay. Right, you know? I mean, I would have loved the songs if they were some faster ones.
On the radio, shot in there. Mixture.
Yeah, because it's just like eating your favorite ice cream, you know? It's good, but too much of it is bad. Yeah, you kind of get
a little tired sick and want something different.
I mean, I'm not sick of your music. I like your music, but...
And like I said, this is a mood album. This is, you mm-hmm. know, one that you're going to put on to relax to. It's not one to get up and dance and party to by any means, but the songs are good. So the smaller libraries, I think it kind of would depend on your audience a little bit, but medium and large, definitely, I would say pick it up for an R&B album to put in your collection. Individuals, if you love mm-hmm. R&B, give them a shot. You might enjoy him. Kind of look forward to see what he does in the future as well, to see if he changes it up or if he just stays a strict R&B soloist, which some people mm-hmm. do, which is fine. So we'll see what happens with him and his album. I'm not sure the exact date when it's going to be released, but it is going to be sometime early June. I want to say the 10th, but do not quote me on that, because my memory is Swiss cheese sometimes. But it's supposed to be early June when the album is released. So his website, I think you might be able to get it on his website or not. And you might mention what it is, because it's kind of a different website.
His website is kaiexos.fm, like FM radio. kaiexos.fm. And songs on iTunes.
Okay, so the album's not up there.
Yeah.
But once it gets released, it might be.
Yeah, that's what I would say. And every time you're looking at an artist, if you know his music's on iTunes, but you're not sure about the website, if it's on the website, go to the website anyways. Cause
check it out.
It's more than likely there, and if not, we can still check out the merch store.
True.
Figure it out.
And YouTube's there as well, true. I think that's going to wrap it up for us, everybody. Our outro today is going to be Vigilante. Again, that is Kai Exos from his album Telegraph. We hope everybody is having fun out there, because we're having fun here. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember how we lived. Make the best of what you got. Love when you cannot. She kept watch upon.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.